Hello, everyone. This is Ryan King with the 10th episode in the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is the first in the series, A Day in the Kingdom. And our title for today's episode is Yahweh Shema. Very shortly, this world is to undergo a sweeping change. No longer will we see the glory and pride of man, but rather a universe filled with the ways and glory of God. The great challenge of this age is to transport ourselves into the future, where we no longer see what is around us, but our lives even now are filled with the glory of God. This is the essence of faith. The apostle says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is taking things which don't exist at present and making them real, so real that you live each day fully motivated by what God will accomplish in the future. We need then to develop a clear perception of what God is shortly to accomplish in this earth. For the more you know about the kingdom, the more sure and steadfast your convictions. One of the very great changes to come over the earth will take place in the land of Israel itself, when a very great earthquake will split the Mount of Olives and flatten the land all the way from Geba to Ramon, a distance of some 40 miles. Can you see that in your mind? Is that real to you? This gigantic earthquake, which will probably impact every city and every building that we see around us, will unleash a series of events in which the great house of prayer for all nations will be established, where the Lord Jesus Christ will reign as King, where we His saints will minister, and where all nations will come up year by year to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. An important part of this regular worship in Jerusalem will be a city called Yahweh Shema. The prophet Ezekiel tells us in the kingdom there will be a portion 80 kilometers or so in the middle of Israel called the Holy Oblation, which will be divided into three sections, just like the tabernacle of old: an outer court or profane portion, a holy portion, and a most holy portion. At the bottom of this holy oblation, in the outer court or common portion, rests the massive city of Yahweh Shema. The name Yahweh Shema means literally, from thence unto Yahweh. Our brother Henry Sully translates it, to Yahweh from this place, so called because it is here, at Yahweh Shema, where worshipers will be housed as they await their call to the temple for worship. It is like a dormitory, or place of lodging. This city is massive, roughly 16 kilometers square. It will receive men and women and children from all over the world. Thousands and thousands will flood into this city, flushed with excitement for the privilege of walking through God's temple and seeing His Son, meeting His immortal bride, and saying to a Jew, "We will go with you, for we know that God is with you." It is like a giant Bible school which the saints will host for all those who enter the land. Today, as a matter of fact, we have a group of hundreds pouring in from the Far East. It's their first visit to the Holy Land, and we have the privilege of welcoming them. In performance of Jacob's great prophecy, they have come to the land by ship, disembarking in the tribe of Zebulun, and now they are entering Yahweh Shema before us. This is thrilling to us because we know there is an ancient prophecy that declared, "They of the land of Sinim, the far east, will come." Now we see ourselves as part of the fulfillment of that prophecy. Along with Isaiah, who gave that glorious prophecy, we introduce these pilgrims to the beauty of our city and the land. Their eyes dazzle with amazement as we take them around Yahweh Shema and show them the 12 gates, each one named after the tribes of Israel. The great wall, which they were once familiar with in their home, is forgotten in the view of this place. We also talk of the many famous events which occurred, how Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob once sojourned here, how in these parts the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized by Philip, following a good confession. We explain how this part of the land we stand on was once a dry and thirsty land, but now there exist springs of water. We're joined on this occasion by the now converted Jewish people who have prepared ample food for our visiting friends out of the crops and herbs produced in the suburbs of the city. We speak of the wonder of our bridegroom, whom they are soon to see in Jerusalem, and the temple that they are about to walk through and go round about. Like the Queen of Sheba before Solomon, no strength remains in them as they hear the wisdom we present, and as they view the meat at our table, and the fashion of our raiment so shining and white as snow that no fuller on earth could whiten. They have brought their children with them, who play in the streets of the city, bouncing around in the effervescence of youth, and our children play with them. Old men and women, once afraid to venture out because of their physical limitations, now walk in the open air of our city with the greatest confidence. Later in the evening, we bid them farewell as they lay down and sleep for the night after their breathtaking day. Meanwhile, we're off to Jerusalem for the evening because we are no longer in need of rest. Now, equal to the angels, our days are completely filled with the fellowship and exhilaration of immortality, and we share with the other saints there gathered the joys of our day at Yahweh Shema. Such is a flavor of the great events soon to be witnessed in our lives. Can you see that in your mind? Is that real to you? It will be the greatest Bible school or young people's weekend we can ever ask for. And it will go on and on and on for 1,000 years. Being immortal at that time by God's grace, it will be a continually enlivening experience. It will never get old to us. A vision of these things will no doubt help you as you encounter the problems and situations of life that high school and other things will present. The scripture tells us our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, so long as we look at those things which are not seen, but seen only with the eye of faith. So today, as we head out to our schools and places of education, let us see in our minds there that there is a greater school that one day we will be a part of. It's Yahweh Shema, and it's soon to be a reality in this earth. Fare ye well. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for part two in our series, A Day in the Kingdom, as we follow our Far Eastern friends up to the temple.